Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another round of the turnaround. And as you can see the title, Where's Your Praise? That was something that God has really been pressing on me for a little while now. He wants me to focus, really and truly focus on my praise. And I knew why, but I wasn't really focused a lot. I was just trying to focus on my deliverance, focus on, you know, staying safe and doing the right things. That was my real focus. And so I got in a routine of just, you know, as I go through my day, you know, I wake up and I thank God, and I, you know, I ask for the instructions that, you know, what is it that he wants me to do. And I tell him, I ask about the, you know, what's your instructions that you want me to what do you want me to do today? And so as I walk out of the house, I get into my car and I put on some music, and I've been listening to Tasha Cobbs. I've been listening to her, a couple of her different songs. And this morning I heard Put a Praise on It. And when I tell you, my spirit went to jumping. I mean, went to jumping, because I listen to that all the time. I listen to her songs. I listen to different songs that minister to me, that take me to different places, you know, taking me into, you know, kind of like get me excited about what God is doing and how God is doing it. And he reminded me of when I was in, you know, playing sports. You know, you would literally, you know, I played football, so we would put on our equipment and we will be sitting in the locker room, and then some people have headsets on, something that just gets them focused and what gets their minds right. And he said, Gerald, this is what I do for you every morning. You get up, you know, and you do your routine, you put your clothes on and you prepare yourself. It's like putting on equipment. But I got something, other stuff that I want you to do, you know, for your days. I just want you to be able to understand what I'm doing in your day. So when you get in the car and you're listening to her, you're listening and it's ministering to you. It's showing you something. It's bringing back something. It's like, where's your praise? When was the last time you're sitting there and you were just praising me for what I'm doing, praising me for who I am? And I was like, well, I thought I was doing that, God. He said, but you don't understand. You don't understand what your praise does. And that's why the enemy is always trying to steal your praise. He's always trying to get you to be mute, that you won't praise God, because he wants you to forget about what God is doing and not even think about what God is doing. But God has something totally different. He's bringing back your praise. He's bringing it back. He's stirring it up. He's asking you to get up and start praising him, praising him in the midst of a storm, praising him and declaring what God said, declaring and putting a praise on it. You're looking for some health. You're having health issues. And God says, put a praise on it. You don't even understand what that praise is doing. When she said that thing, I was like, oh my God, put a praise on it. Oh, okay, God, let's get it. I'm right now, I'm getting chill bumps, because it's something that he says, that put a praise on it. That was so, when she said that, he said, and it's exactly what I want you to do. I want you to start praising your way through. You see a tough situation, praise your way through. I get reminded of David, and he took me to Psalms, you know, 50, Psalms 140, 145. That whole thing is about praising God. I was like, good God. He said, now I want you to start praising like David. If I've called you to be the modern day David, that was one of the things that God had Yvette to write down because it was spoken over me. She said, you will be the modern day David. And so think about it. And I'm sitting there and I'm at a stoplight and I'm thinking, I'm like, man, David praised out his, he danced out his clothes. I mean, he was praising God so bad, he danced out of his clothes. That means that he got so into it that he didn't even care that he came out of his clothes. I ain't coming out of my clothes. Well, I can't say that because of God, whatever. I pray that God don't have me to come out of my clothes. But I'm just saying, at the praise level, the level of the praise that he did for that to happen. And God starts showing me some stuff. He says in Psalms 150 and 60, he says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, have you praised me? I mean, you breathing. You literally breathing. You're looking at the enemy has you looking at these bad circumstances, your bills, your situation, your life and all of this stuff. But you're sitting there being able to breathe. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I'm thinking, okay, God, I gotta step up my praise game. I'm not praising the way I should be praising. If I'm the modern day David, then I mean my praise game gotta go to a whole nother level. That means I gotta praise him. I gotta praise through the breakthroughs. I gotta praise for breakthroughs. What if my praise seals? And he told me, he's like, Gerald, think about this. What your praise, you got a praise that unlocks and you got a praise that seals. I'm talking about a praise that unlocks destiny, unlocks purpose, unlocks favor, unlocks, you know, healing, unlocks destiny, seals your deliverance, seals your things that are attacking your bloodline. You know, these praises, it's like, God, thank you for delivering my blood. Thank you for delivering my bloodline. Thank you for delivering my children, deliver my children's children, deliver us from the world, deliver us from worldly desires and worldly influence. I'm praising you. I praise you because you brought me through. I praise you when I don't even see it. Listen, God is trying to get you to somewhere and trying to get you to something. And your praise is the thing that's the thing that he brought to me today. So if you're not praising and you're not understanding praising, I mean, you might want to go and read Psalms because read about David, because I'm telling you that man praised. I mean, that's a praise that I'm like I said, I'm getting chill bumps because I'm actually talking about praise, and praise is praise steals the enemy. You know what I'm saying? It shuts the enemy down. The enemy is looking at you like, how in the world are you praising God in the midst of this storm? How are you praising God in the midst of a divorce? How are you praising God in the midst of your situation and your health? How are you praising God? I remember sitting there with my mom in the hospital. And she had to get a heart or something. I mean, I think it was a heart transplant. She needed a heart transplant. She needed something. I know she needed something. And she didn't, it was like a long line or something, man. I mean, it was like a long line. And all of a sudden, you know, my mom says, babe, Gerald, I'm finna praise through this. I got a praise report. I got healing coming. I got healing coming. When I tell you, she just, the doctor looking at me and I'm looking at the doctor like, you better hear what she's saying, because she's going to praise God regardless. And I tell you, she just turned on her some music and she just started praising. She started thanking God for her healing. She started thanking God for the recovery. She started thanking God for a new heart. She started thanking God that everything is being restored. Her body is being restored. She just started thanking God and praising God that she's already healed. I mean, she went all in with it. I was like, okay, Ma, I got you. Okay, I got you. Let me tell you something. My mom ain't never get a heart transplant. My mom ain't, she walked out of there. That was like, I don't even, 10 years later. You know what I mean? I'm thinking all of these things. My mom used to write this stuff down. She wrote down her in her journal, the things that God was saying, things that God did for her, the prayers that God answered. And she said at the end of it, she said, God, I give you all the praise. I give you all the praise. As long as I got breath, I will praise you. And she used to always write that. I was like, and I got the journals. The journals tell me that. And I'm like, wow. And then today God brings up praise. God tells me, talks about praise. And it was like, I said that in Psalms 150 and 6, it says, let everything that has breath, I'm sure that counts you. It definitely counts me because I'm breathing. If I'm breathing right now and I'm able to talk to you, that means I got a praise inside of me. I got a praise. I can praise something. I can praise that I'm in my right mind. I can praise that I'm not sitting here and I'm bound by perversion. I'm bound by, I can give a praise for that. I'm a praise God for that. I'm praising for to keep my deliverance. I'm praising for breakthroughs. I'm praising for major breakthroughs, not only for me, but for others. So I got a praise report inside of me. And then I'm gonna give you another scripture. And I think it's for, I didn't write the scripture down, the scripture for it, but it was the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. And he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord gives me strength. He is my shield. My heart trusts in him. I'ma just stop right there. Here's where your praise is, because you trust in him. You believe that God gives you the strength, that he is your strength. He is your strength. I'm talking about when you thinking that you weak. You giving God a praise in the midst of a week, because in your praise, you're going to get some strength. In your weakest moment, you start praising God, you getting strength. If somebody said, well, I'm just weak, I don't have no strength, get your praise on. Start getting your praise on. I bet your body start moving. I bet your body start responding to it. I bet your spirit start jumping. I bet you get your feet. I get on your feet. I bet you start feeling something in your soul, that things will start changing for you. No longer are you sitting there in a place of weariness, because this praise is coming. This praise is coming with a breakthrough. This praise is bringing you strength. This praise is bringing you a shield. You know what I'm saying? You start praising God. You got a shield around you. There's no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. You got a shield around you. You start believing in a whole nother way. Your heart start trusting in God, because you start, your soul starts jumping. Your spirit man starts jumping, because there's a praise on the inside of you that's been waiting to come up, that's been waiting to explode. And now you exploding, because all it is the enemy tries to put pressure on you that you don't even see. You don't even understand that there's a praise on the inside of you, that you don't even focus on the praise that's on the inside of you. But God says, the scripture says that he helps me. He helps me. He helps me. Look, you're going to get some strength. He's going to shield you. If you trust in him, he will help you. But listen here, your heart will leap for joy. Come on. It's a praise. It's a praise that's inside of you. It's that praise that unlocks this thing that's inside of you that God has been trying to get to. He's just been trying to get you to the praise. He's just trying to get you to open up. He's trying to release the praise. It's a praise on the inside of you. It don't look like it, but it's a praise on the inside of you that's going to unlock some things. It's a praise on the inside of you that's going to get you, that's going to shield some things from you. There's a praise that's on the inside of you that's going to bring you some supernatural strength. There's a praise on the inside of you that'll make your heart leap for joy. I'm telling you, there's a praise on the inside of you. Put a praise on that thing. Tasha Cobb, you did that thing right. You said it right. Put a praise on it. Even though it don't even look like that, put a praise on it. Because if you put a good heart, coming out of your heart, put a praise on it, you don't even know what it's going to unlock. It might unlock you something for generations. It might open up generational blessings that have been locked up. You don't even know. It might bring healing to somebody in your family. It might bring healing to your marriage. It might bring healing to your children. It might bring salvation to your children. Come on. You're going to praise it until you see it. You're going to praise it until you see it. God, I'm going to praise you because I got breath. I'm going to praise you because I got lips. I'm going to praise you because I got mouth. I'm going to praise you because it's in my heart. I'm going to just continue to praise you. God, I thank you. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm going to just read all these scriptures. They come out of Psalms. So here's Psalms. I didn't even write the scripture number down. Man, my bad. Just go to Psalms. Read all the Psalms. Read some, and definitely read Psalms 145. But read Psalms. It says, my mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. My mouth is filled with your praise. You hear what I'm saying? Because if your heart is full with praise, it's going to come out of your mouth. So out of your heart, your mouth speak. So what's in your heart? Is your heart filled with praise? You got to pray. I'm telling you, the praise is on the inside of you. The praise is on the inside of you. You got to tap into that praise. You got, because it says that everything that has breath. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about animals. They got breath. They got to praise God. Come on, y'all. Y'all better get that. Psalms 34:1 says, I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praises will always be on my lips. So that means we have an opportunity to praise God all the time. There's something to praise God about all the time. The enemy can't bombard you with just circumstances and things. It's like yesterday I was talking about day by day, situation by situation, we get better. We got to find our praise in the middle of that situation that it can get better. Because I'm going to declare a thing. I'm going to declare in that situation, in that bad time, that I'm going to be, I'm going to declare what God has said. And I'm going to put a praise on it. I'm going to praise God until I see it. I'm going to continue to praise God until it comes to pass. Because I don't understand and I don't even know, because his ways is higher than my ways. His thinking is higher than my thinking. And if he tell me to put a praise on it, if he tells me to praise, that means something got to happen. That means something is getting ready to be unlocked. That means something is getting ready to be sealed. That means something is getting ready to be healed. Something is getting ready to be favor is getting ready to happen in my life. I'm going to put a praise on it. I'm going to continue to praise. Because it said all the praises is on my lips. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all better catch this. It's some things that was said in these Psalms that caught my eye. God was saying, Gerald, it's your heart, man. It's your heart. Is the praise in your heart? Is the praise in your heart? Because if you can praise something simple, because I'm giving you breath. If you don't praise for nothing, you better pray because I gave you some breath. I gave you breath to lead. Here, breath. Listen, breath, 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 breath. God. What he did? What did he do to man? He breathed into him. Did y'all catch that? He breathed. He put breath inside of man. Breath inside of man. It says, let everything that has breath, everything that he put in, everything that he's breathed in, he breathed life into man. He breathed it into man. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Do y'all hear that? Do you hear that? The enemy understands that. He understands that. He understands that. That's why he come to steal. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to take our praise. He's trying to take our praise, because let me tell you something. This praise unlocks some things. David understood that. That's why the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. I'm telling you, he understood that there was a praise. Man, David was a praiser. David was going to praise. David was jacked. David did some jacked up stuff. David did some wicked stuff. But David still, the Bible still says that David was a man after God's own heart. And everybody know the stories of David. Everybody read the story of David. Everybody understood that. Then God said, you're that modern day David. Everybody know your story. Everybody know what you did. But I'm going to put a new praise inside of you, Gerald. I'm going to put a new praise inside of you that's going to take you to another place. And I'm sitting there in the car and I'm listening to these songs and my spirit man is jumping. When that thing said that your heart was leaping for joy, I was sitting in the car. My heart was just leaping for joy. I was so happy. I was crying. I was tearing up. I'm at a stoplight and the lady looked beside me, was looking at me, and I'm in here shouting. I'm in here screaming. I'm in here praying. And she looking at me just smiling. She was like, just smiling like, oh my God, he's over there. Man, I was praising. I had my hands up. I was crying and the light turned green and I was sitting up for a second. I had to realize, I gotta go, but I'm still praising. I'm still praising. I was like, man, God, I'm praising you for all that you have done. I'm praising you for where I am now. I'm praising you for where I'm going. I'm praising you for my children. I'm praising you for my marriage. I'm praising you for my grandkids. I'm praising you for my friends. I'm praising you for the SWAT. I'm just going in. I'm praising God because I got breath. I'm praising God because I got some lips. I'm praising God because I got a mouth. I'm praising God because that's what he asked me to do. It's only because he asked me to. I only want to do what God says to do. The Bible tells me. I read the scriptures. They all in Psalms. Obviously, all in Psalms. So I'm like, God, you just took me to Psalms because I want you to understand. He started making me think about David. But I had to think about David because my wife, it was one of the things that she sent to me for me to understand who I was. And she put a scripture to it. And so I understood. I started understanding, you know, who I am. I found my identity. And now that I found my identity, I found some new joy. I found a new praise inside of me. Now, when I wake up in the morning and I come in, I get on my ride, you know, God has me listening to different songs. But at this moment, I got a playlist, and my playlist is, it's like three or four songs that I listen to that I get in my spirit. It's like, Gerald, you're getting your mind right for the day. I'm getting your mind right. I need you to get into me. I need you to press into me. And so these songs minister to my spirit. These songs minister to my soul. And as they minister to my soul, and then when I turn it off, God starts speaking. That's when I get the turnaround. That's when he gives me the scriptures for the turnaround. I was actually listening to some. I was like, okay, God, I'm driving now. What's the next one? And you remember, go back to that song. I'm like, what song? And I don't even know. I went back, and the song that I went to was Put a Praise on It. And God says, where's your praise? What's happening with your praise? And I just went crazy in the car. I just pray. I hit that thing three or four times, and I just went to praising. I went to praising. I went to praising. I went to praising. Man, when I say I did something that I was like, it was abnormal for me, because I'm sitting in on a street on a four lanes world, just praising. I mean, I'm going in, and I felt so good. Let me tell you something. I felt good. When I got back home, I felt good when I was just in there. I'm like, okay, God, this is what you mean. This is what you mean to praise me all day long, because there's things that I can praise God for all day long. If you in a situation and it don't even look good, you start praising your way through. You praise your way through. You at work, and all of a sudden somebody just goes off and say something that normally you would be snapping on, but you don't snap. You just praise your way through. You start thanking God for the right mind, thanking God that your emotions are in check, thanking God that you don't respond the other way that you used to respond. You get a praise on it because you're not the old person anymore. You put a praise on it because he's have made you brand new. You put a praise on it because that thing that the doctor say that you have a couple of years to live. But the God says you shall live and not die. You better put a praise on that thing. You better put a praise on what God has said to you. You put a praise on his promises. You put a praise on his blessings. You put a praise on that thing. Because let me tell you, the enemy is always out there trying to find your weakness, trying to find a place that he can get in and just take things away from you. I put a praise on it. I put a praise on. I just had a conversation with my wife, and we were just sitting there. We was talking about some things, and usually those things get kind of, you know, uncomfortable for me, because it was a place where, you know, I have to sit down, and my wife finds cracks. She finds the crumbs. She finds those things that I allow the enemy to get in. And so I'm a transparent person. And so when those things were happening, it's like, God said, you got to put a praise on this thing, because she's showing you something that's going to help you keep your deliverance. She's showing you some things that's going to help help you defeat the enemy. She's showing you some things that's going to help you, not only you, but help the family and the people that are watching you be in a good place and stay in a better place. We can't afford for you to fall. We can't afford for you to slip. We can't afford for you to make mistakes. We can't afford for you. So you got to put a praise on that conversation. And I put a praise on. I said, thank you, God. I said, I thank you. you right now, Father, for the conversations that I have with my wife. I thank it. I put a praise on that you are always giving her the wisdom, giving her understanding. You're always putting wisdom in our conversation and giving us the strategies to outwit the enemy. Oh, Lord, put a praise on it. I ain't trying to play around with the enemy no more. I'm glad I have my wife. I'm glad my wife has a great relationship with God. So when I can't see something, she sees it. I'm telling you, y'all, listen, that thing is no joke. And that was the one thing that I didn't even like. And so now I got to put a praise on that thing. I got to put a praise on my conversation, my communication with my wife. I got to put a praise on it because it's unlocking some things. It's unlocking some things. Thank you, Lord, for cleaning up my communication skills. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from a fence that will stop me from hearing the instructions that is the strategies that are being downloaded into my wife for our family. It ain't to make me be less than a man, but Gerald, it's something that you should put a praise that she's giving you the strategies. You should get a praise that I'm pouring into her the things that will hinder the family, hinder the ministry, hinder the marriage, hinder the people. Come on, y'all. Come on. What's your marriage look like? What's your marriage look like? Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it till it changes. Put a praise on it till you start seeing some things. Start speaking those things into existence. Start having, get a new heart. I mean, praise, come on. The praise come out your heart. It come out your heart. It comes out your heart. It comes out your heart because he says everything that has breath should be praising it. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. If you breathing, you should praise the Lord. Check the last time you praised God. Check your praise meter. Where's your praise meter? Is your praise meter on 0, 1, 2, 3, 4? I mean, let's go to 10. Where is it? Check it. When was the last time you really and truly just sat down and praised God? And I'm talking about praise God. I'm talking about, I don't care if you got kids, teenage kids, grown kids. I don't even care. If you praise God and they see you praising God and it's a consistent thing, then it changes. It changes. We got grown kids in the house. Now, I praise in my car. Now, I just heard God says, I need you to bring it into the house. I need you to, my wife does it in the house. She does it in the room. She does it, you know, in different places. But I'm talking about a lifestyle of praising. I'm not just ministering to you because he started this thing with me. So we in this is something that God is trying to go to another level in. I you got this little level, Gerald. I need you to go into another level because this praising is a whole nother weapon. Oh my God. This praising is a whole nother weapon for you. You're not even using this. I mean, this is a weapon that's like an atomic bomb, and you're not even using it. I just got that, y'all. I just got that. I'm just serious. I just got that. I'm not. God, I apologize. I repent right now. I'm listening, y'all. I'm being transparent. I repent, God, for not using my praise the way I'm supposed to use my praise, but not even praising the way I'm supposed to praise. I apologize. Forgive me, because you just opened my eyes to something new. And see, here's the enemy. The enemy knows that if you ain't praising, he got a way in. He knows you're not using your weapon. He knows that you're going to be exposed in an area. Yeah, I get it. So I hope y'all feel the way I feel right now. I hope y'all repenting right now. Because if you ain't been praising, and you ain't praising a long time, I pray right now that you repented. I just repented. So I told you, I'm transparent. I ain't trying to hide nothing. This is nothing. This is a place where we have to grow. And God is trying to help us to grow in this very moment. If we're not praising and we're not giving God praise, even for the breath that's in our life, the breath that we breathe every day, the breath that we take, we don't even think about. When you wake up, you don't think about if you're going to breathe or not. You just start breathing. We just start breathing. And we don't even, you know, how many times we thank God? I'm like, my God, does when I wake up and I start moving and I say, thank you, God, for, you know, this day that you have made, does that count? Now I'm asking God, does that count? But is it a consistent praise? Is your house, is where you live, it does it have a sense of God's presence through your praise? We haven't even got to worship. We're on praise. Because we're looking for breakthroughs. Everybody's looking for some type of breakthrough. Everybody's looking for something, for God to do something. But God has said, I gave you the keys for the praise, and you ain't using your praise. You got the master key, and you're not using it, Jared. You standing at the door with the master key, and you ain't even using it. And you keep knocking, talking about, God, you going to let me in? God, can you let me in? Duh, you got the key. You got the key. I feel real dumb right now. Real dumb. I'm transparent. I don't know about you, but I feel dumb. But you know what though? Here's the situation. Somebody's a praise leader and we not in church right now. And you can't even go into a corporate praise. You can't praise. But you're a praiser. And the enemy knows that. He knows that you're a prayer worshiper. He knows that you praise God. He knows that this is what you do. This is what you do. And now that we can't go to church, because when you go to church, I don't know about y'all, but y'all, you know, you get 45 minutes or an hour of just, you know, praise and worship. And and God speaking, God is, you know, corporate praise, you know, doing, you know, being amongst your brothers and sisters. And now we ain't in church. So now what's happening? What's happening? Are we still praising, or do we just on Sundays we turn on some church music and you know we do what we do for a few minutes while we're in the house? But I'm saying I'm just talking to me, and God is really dealing with me with this right now, because I missed this praise, y'all. I missed this praise, and God hit me with this thing, and I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, God, because God is trying to take me to another level. I don't know about you. God is trying to take me to another level, and I pray that he's trying to take you to another level, and he's trying to expose the enemy for him trying to attack your praise. I mean, listen, you got a praise on the inside of you that is ready to be the atomic bomb to the enemy. I mean, just drop the bomb on him. I'm like, drop the bomb. This is not something that we should play with, because God said it right here in Psalms 150 and 6. Let everything that has breath, I mean, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm talking about breath. Everything that has breath, God gave you breath. God blew inside of you and made man. So you got God's breath. And so everything that has God's breath should be praising him. When was the last time you praised, Jared? When was the last time you got into it, Jared? When was the last? I gave you the keys and you ain't unlocking nothing. I sent my son to go to hell. He went down to hell and got the keys. The keys, and gave them to you. Now you got the keys. You should be praising God. Oh my God. That was just fresh right there. I wouldn't even think about that. Praise is your weapon. Praise is your weapon. Your praise is your weapon. In another scripture in Psalms, it says, my mouth is filled with your praise. If my mouth is filled with your praise, that means everything that's around me, I should be praising God for. I praise God for the trees that are green because it gives me oxygen to breathe. Oh my God. Come on. I praise God for the favor you done showed me on my job. I praise you, God, for my children being safe and sound and they're able to go and do what they do. I praise you, God. Y'all better catch that thing. It's some praises that got to be put out. Listen, the enemy always trying to keep you muzzled. He's trying to always shut you up. And the reason he's trying to shut you up, because he gets you to look at your circumstances. I already told you, day by day, situation by situation, we get better. So today, we're getting better. Today, we're opening up. We're in a season of finding, you know, getting our praise together. Now we're getting our praise strength together. So because it says that the Lord is my strength, you better understand. He is your strength. Here's another one. And my shield, okay? My heart trusts in him. And he helps me. Y'all better catch that. It was a couple of things that he does. And this is talking about your praise. Because it says, my heart leaps for joy. And with my song, I praise him. What's your song? What's your song? Now, I can't sing. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna even try to sing. I can get in my car and I can sing my butt off. Ain't nobody in my car. My poor wife and my daughter, they get me. They was like, "That dad, you can't hold a note. You can't hold a tune." You know, but God says, "Make a joyful noise unto me." Yeah, I'm making a real noise. I'm really making a noise. I don't know if it's joyful, but it's a noise to everybody else. But to God, it's joyful. So I get into the car and I just sing. That's probably why I get in the car and sing. I don't sing in my bathroom because I can't hold a tune and I like to be loud. And when I get loud, everybody can hear me. And my daughter and my wife is looking at me like, why do you do that to yourself? Why do you do that? But you know what? That ain't gonna stop me from singing. That's not gonna stop me from praising God. That's not gonna stop me. I used to go and sit in the, cause they wouldn't allow me in the on the praise team, and they had good reason not to allow me on the praise team. I'm serious. They had good reason. So I used to get into my feelings, but it was okay. I did understand cause I couldn't hold a tune, and I try to hit everybody note and couldn't hit nobody note. So I sit in the front row. And I just sing as loud as I want to and loud as I can. And with the praise team, because they got their mics, the guy in the back turned up their mics louder to drown me out. So I can only hear myself. And my wife she was in the praise team and she be looking at me and she can give me an eye to tell me, "You might want to bring your voice down a little bit. Let us sing unto these people and let us usher in God. And you just get filled with God and you just praise him in your own, you know, just bring it down a little bit, Gerald." Yeah. So I understand why God got me in my car and let me drive with my windows up. I turn my music up and I just praise. I start praising. I didn't even understand why I did it that way. I didn't understand why I did it that way. But God was just showing me. He says, "Gerald, you got breath. I need you to praise me." He says, "Everything, everything." What's everything? All. Everything is all. It's all. It's dogs, cats, everything that has a breath. If that is breathing, you got to be praising God. Because it was his breath that gave you the ability to speak, to talk, to do whatever it is that you need to do to live your life. It was his breath, and that he's saying that you need to praise him. It says everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything. That means all, period. If you're breathing, you should be praising because you got something to praise for. You got something to praise. You can pray for you. You can praise because you can breathe. You can praise because you can see. If you got all of your five senses, you should be praising him. If you can function, you should be praising him. But the enemy will have you focus on a situation that you can't control, but you're trying to control. But you ain't praising your way through that thing that you can't control. There's a key that unlocks this thing. And so my wife has been getting, she's always been in the worship. And I remember, you know, back in that time, she would find these songs and she would be listening because they was ministering to her. I ain't know why but she was listening to them and they was ministering to her. She'd be in her car. She'd be listening to stuff. It's ministering to her. And it giving her a place that between her and God, she can worship with God. She can praise with God. She was doing stuff because when she came into the house, her spirit had to be right. Her spirit had to be right. So I'm telling you, there's a praise on the inside of you that unlocks some things. So unlock some things. So I don't know if her praying time, the praise that she had, the praises that she was praising and the way she was praising was unlocking my destiny, helping unlocking, you know, my mindset, unlocking, you know, the demonic things that have had me locked up, chained up, all of that stuff. I don't know. She was doing it. She was doing it on her own. She was praising God for the breakthrough. And so now I'm sitting here in a place where God is telling me that I'm trying to unlock some things in you. So I need you to get your praise up. You already know how to praise. You see, I mean, not sing, but you know how to praise. You can praise me because I gave you breath. And so I'm stirring this thing up inside of you. And I'm telling you, like Tasha Cobb said, put a praise on that. You need a breakthrough. You better find that praise. You need some healing. You better, you got to put a praise on it. You need some, a financial breakthrough, a financial blessing. You need a breakthrough. You need to put a praise on that. Praise God for the resources that are coming to you. Praise God for the check that you weren't even expecting in the mail. Put a praise on a good doctor's report. Put a praise on every the thing that you thought was dead is not coming alive. To put a praise on that, you start praising God ahead of time. Stop praising God after it's already done. Oh God, I got a praise report. No, start praising that when you don't even see it. Because when people start, listen, here it is. Let me tell you. Ooh, I see you, God. See, y'all think this praise is about you. Jerry, you thought the praise was about you. So you appraise me when I've already done it. And then you'll go to people and you'll say, oh, I got a praise report. God did this, God did that, God did this. But in the beginning, in the middle of this, it should have been a praise already being said and already being done. It should have been a praise. I'm praising God because I already know that he gonna bring my son. I'm putting a praise on. I've been praising God because I saw God open the doors of hell and my husband walking out. I've been praising God because I know that his word will not return void, empty, vain. I put a praise on it. I know what my doctor said to me, but I'm putting a praise on it. I saw myself healed. I put a praise on it. I'm seeing my body line up. And then when all of a sudden you go back to the doctor, and because you was consistent with putting a praise on it, you go back to the doctor and the doctor says, what happened? What did you do? And all you can say is, oh, I put a praise on it. I put a praise on this healing. I put a praise on God. I put a praise. I put the praise in my mouth day and night. I put a praise in my heart. It says all day long. All I did was praise God because I know that my praise is unlocking my healing. My praise is unlocking the destiny of my children. My praise is unlocking the bondage that have been had my husband or my wife locked down. My praises, man. What is your praise doing? Or are you praising? So, Gerald, put a praise on it, son. You might want to start praising a little bit more. I need you to be praising consistently because I'm trying to get some things unlocked and I'm trying to seal some things up. That's what he told me. I don't know. Spend some time with God. Ask him, you know, ask him what's in your praise. What you praising for? Sometimes you already know what you need to be praising for because that same thing that have you bound, same thing that make you weary, same thing that make you cry, same thing that make you tired, put a praise on it and come out of that thing and let your spirit man start jumping. Let your spirit man jump. Let your soul jump. I'm talking about your soul leap for joy. Because you're so happy that you see God moving. You see God shaking things and moving things because you've been consistent in your praise. You've been consistent shaking your keys. I'm shaking my keys. You have given me the key, God. You have given me the master key to unlock some things. And it was in my praise this whole time? He said, yes, it was in your praise. It was in your praise because I already told you everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. If you got breath, you should be praising the Lord. And if you ain't going to praise him for anything, at least praise him for breathing, because he had to breathe life into man for man to even exist. So just that revelation should make you want to praise God. Just that alone. Every time you inhale and exhale, you should want to praise God. That means that's all day, every day. That's probably why you got to do it all day, every day, because all day, every day you're breathing. I hear you, God. I hear you, God. That's a prophetic act. I'm breathing. Oh, thank you, Lord. I ain't saying be religious with it or be crazy with it, but you got to be reminded that every time you take a breath, every time you breathe in and breathe out, it's an opportunity to thank God. It's a reminder of that what's inside of you, that God has put a praise on the inside of you that you should be releasing. You should not allow the enemy, Gerald, to hold you down, to hold you back, to hold you hostage, that you don't say, you don't think that you got a praise on the inside of you. Because if you don't do anything, you better praise God for the strength that you need, because I need some strength. I need strength daily. The enemy hates me, and he definitely hates me. He's our assignment on me because I'm doing this. These turnarounds, I already know that they're plotting against me. I know that they want to kill me. I know that they want to destroy me. I know that they're trying to find a way into me. And if they can't get to me, they're trying to get to my family. So I pray for a bloodline perimeter. I put a praise on this thing. I put a praise that God is already protecting my family. He's already sealing the generations to come. I put a praise on this thing. I ain't sitting around here acting like I don't understand spiritual warfare. Man, please. I got the atomic bomb. I got a praise report. I got a praise on the inside of me. And yes, I'm going to dance like David danced. I'm going to scream. I'm going to shout. I'm going to do my praise regardless. I'm just going to do it. He's already convicted me. I already got my spanking this morning. I already got my wake up call this morning. And so I hope y'all got y'all wake up call. I already hope y'all got y'all spanking, because as I'm saying all of this stuff, he's just spanking me, because it's got to be something that got to be. I mean, it has to be my living. It ain't just something I need to be preaching or talking about. It's got to be my living. So, Gerald, as you sit here and talk about it, it's about to be. It's got to change. It's everything got to change. So when you hit that button, say finish. Everything that you do from this point on has to be a praise. It has to be a praise. You got to put a praise on it, man. You know, I ain't saying I'm religious about it, but I got to be mindful of my praise. Of my praise. I haven't been praising enough. Me and my wife, we got to get better at praising together. Man, one sins a thousand, two 10,000. I can't do praising without her. I mean, she might not let me sing around her, but, you know, she loved me enough to let me, you know, let me get a little verse in there or something, get a little shout up in there. You know, it's all good. Just a little bit. So where's your praise? Bring your praise out. Bring your praise out. Let's put some praises in our household. That our house is, you know, the presence of God is just surrounding our house. The presence of God is on our property. The presence of God is pitching a tent over our home, because it is a place where worship happens, a place where praise come forth. And they hear, your neighbors hear the sound of praise. They understand, you know, when people see you and know your situation and you know, they know everything, you know, they know all the ins and outs and all of that stuff. And all of a sudden they see you every day, and they see you with happiness. They see you with joy. They don't see you crying. They don't see you like a victim. They don't see you that. And then they ask the question, girl, what are you doing? Boy, what are you doing? Man, listen here. That ain't holding me down. I got a praise on my inside of me, and I'm not letting the enemy hold me back. I'm a praise him in the midst of a storm. I'm a praise him in my bad time. I'm a praise him. I'm a praise him when things don't look so dark that I can't even see. All I know is I'm a praise till the light come on. I'm a praise until I see a glimmer of light, because I know my God is able. I know my God is able to do exceedingly. I know my God is able. And so as I put a praise on it, I know he's able to answer me. I put a praise on it. It unlocks some things. I put a praise on it. He moves for me. If I put a praise on it, I get the strength that I need for the next day. I put a praise on it. He shields me. He shields me. He shields me from the things that used to hurt me. The things that used to aggravate me, the things that used to make me sad, the things that used to cause trauma, because I put a praise on it. He gave me the strength to withstand it. He gave me, put a shield that it doesn't bother me no more. Come on, y'all. Come on. Then he starts working with my heart, because I put a praise on it. I praise on it. When I start putting a praise on it, that means I'm starting to trust him more. Come on. I'm trusting God more. I'm trusting that he would do what he said he would do. I'm trusting him that what he showed me will come to pass. I trust him, and I put a praise on it. I start praising him ahead of time because I trust him with all of my heart. Y'all better catch that. I trust him with all of my heart. He helps me. My heart leaps for joy. And my song, I will praise him. You got a song inside of you. You have a song inside of you. So continue to praise. Today is the day that you turn around your praise. You turn around in your praise. Come on, y'all. Please, let's turn around in the praise and let's accept this day as a turnaround for the praise. And let's get our praise on. It's Saturday. It might be Sunday some other places, but it's Saturday. And if it's Saturday, let's use this day as a day that let's just praise God. I mean, put some music in your house. I'm about to go in there and turn on Alexa and tell Alexa, I just want to praise. And you know what? As I'm sitting here, this praising, my mind started just saying, I know it was God. It was like, I want you to get in the kitchen. Because my Alexa is in the kitchen. And I use Alexa for my cooking. But Alexa is going to praise with me today. Alexa's going to praise with me today. I'm going to get my praise on, and I want to get in the kitchen and I just want to cook some stuff because that's my therapeutic place, and let God just, you know, work my hands, work with what he wants to work with, because I want to put it in the household. I want my children to feel it. I want my wife to feel it. I want my neighbors to feel it. I want everybody to feel the presence of God through my praise. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about, let's just praise God today. Let's give God a radical praise. Let's give God a unlimited praise. Let's give God a praise that's not have limitations on it or boxed in. Let's just praise God and let his presence be felt. I'm telling you, listen what I'm saying. If we get corporate praise, everybody use today, I got all these people on here, and you should, everybody here, I want you to make this day a praise day in your house. Let your kids say, oh my God, mama, we praising. Dad, we praising. Hey, let's have some praise. I love the music, but and let God just do what he's going to do. I'm telling you, this is a prophetic act. This is a prophetic act. This is our corporate praise. Everybody that's on here, just please take some time. If you at home all day today, if you got to go to work, if you got to go somewhere, put it in your car. If you got kids, put it in your car so your kids can hear. If you got it at home, put it in your home so your kids can hear. I want the kids to hear it too. I want everybody to hear it too. I want it to be a place. And I'm just saying, I hear God saying this, and this is why I'm telling you. It ain't just because I want you to do it. I'm just saying God just wants to hear who is willing to praise me in the midst of a storm. Now, if you having issues, you having problems, you having all of these things, you might want to turn up your praise. You might want to turn up your praise because, you know, he's trying to bring light to a darkened situation. And he's trying to use your voice. He's trying to use your breath. He's trying to use your heart. He's trying to use everything in you to bring forth this praise. So, let's praise. Y'all want to praise? Let's praise. Let's have some fun praising today. Let's have some fun. You can go back into this in the comments and say, you know what your praise was. What was your favorite song? What is the song that you go to get you into a place of praise? What's your song? Because I found a couple of my songs, and Tasha Cobb put a praise on it. Oh man, that was like that. Hey, I'm like, what? I'm getting, look, I got chill bumps. I don't know if you can see them, but I got chill bumps. See them chill bumps? Every time I say put a praise on it, I get chill bumps. I'm ready to go. I'm serious. I'm ready to go. I'm about to go in here and have some fun today. Today I'm having fun in God with my praise. I want y'all to join me today in the praise, okay? Let's just praise God. Some of y'all people all over the world, And y'all, since y'all all over the world, wherever y'all are, that means we getting ready to have some fun, okay? We getting ready to have some fun. Seriously, we are getting ready to have some fun. Some fun. Put your praise on this thing and let's have fun. Let's have some, let our soul jump for joy. Let your soul jump for joy. Your soul has been getting beat down all week long by circumstances, by situations. But today, we got the keys. We got the keys. I don't got no keys in my hand. Oh, aha! We got the keys. We got the keys. Y'all got the keys? You got your keys? As long as you got your keys, you can unlock some things. So let's unlock our praise tonight. Today, I'm sorry. Unlock your praise today and let's have fun. Find your song that gets you right. That gets you right. I don't talk about put it on your head since nobody can't see it. Man, I don't, hey. Everybody gonna hear it. You got kids, they gonna hear it too. They gonna be, they wanna put on, you know, let me tell you something. Music is the only thing that doesn't need permission to get inside of you. Do you understand that? Music is the only thing that doesn't need permission to get inside of you because it goes through your ear gate. You can sit there and say, I'm not listening to it, but sorry, that stuff still gets into your in your mind. It still gets into you. You can still hear it. So that's the only thing that doesn't need permission. So let's get some praise and let it allow to get into your soul, get into your children's soul, and let God have a presence in your home that breaks the yoke of the enemy. That breaks the wickedness, that breaks the darkness that the enemy has been trying to do to you. He's been keeping you in a frustrated place all week long. And so God is trying to now establish his praise inside of us that we won't have the stress anymore because we'll understand that we're going to praise our way through our days. It says all day, every day. All day long. Praising and declaring your splendor all day long. So let's do it, okay?